Hello, my name is Sylvia, and I'm here with author Maryse Poudrier today. She has written the book Enjoying Life at Bellevaux Publishing. Maryse is a trained chartered accountant. She has been for some 20 years, and in experimenting and reading and traveling in 30-some countries, she has collected knowledge that she now wishes to share with us. First of all, I should tell you that Maryse lives happily in Sherbrooke with her loved ones, her Godiva chocolates, and her motorcycle. Welcome, Maryse.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit more about your book, Enjoying Life?
Enjoying Life is an emotional makeover. It helps us to become the master of our emotions and reactions.
Ah, that sounds like it would be something that we could use. I know I've heard of daily makeovers, but is this sort of like a daily makeover too for the mind?
For the mind and the emotions.
Mm-hmm. So how does that work exactly?
We have to read a chapter a day. There is 30 chapters there. Mm-hmm. And I start from the heavier emotions and I'm going to the lighter ones.
Well, I have read the book and I found it really interesting. And I really like the way you laid out the book. Can you explain a little bit how you did that?
Yeah, I have all my paragraphs are very concise and down to earth. I wanted to put only the essential thing in it, not the characters and stories and everything. It's just what you need to know to become a real life enjoyer.
You're a trained accountant, and you wrote a book on emotions, on how to enjoy life. That's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's the opposite of what I'm doing during the day.
Yes.
During the day is numbers, and at night it's letters.
So what made you write this book?
I wrote this book because I was so miserable, so unhappy for not a year, but a decade. Yes, a decade, a long decade. And during that time, I wanted to learn how to be happy. So I read a lot of books and I observed happy people and I took notes and notes and notes. And when I became happier, I said to myself, oh, I have a lot of knowledge that I want to share in order for people to shorten their bad period in life.
Oh, that's actually a kind thing on your part, you know, to share this with us.
It's my contribution to the world.
Would you say that this book gives people fast results? Because you said it's concise. It's only 30 chapters. Is it something that people can read and they can see results quickly?
Yeah, because you have all the knowledge you need to know. Because me, when I was in my quest of my happy quest, I went to many, many, many books, and what was important was maybe one sentence in a book. So I wanted to put everything that was important in one book.
I noticed something else, and that is that you wrote the book in English, and your first language is French. Why did you choose to write it in English and not in French first?
Oh, you noticed that I'm not an English person? I have a thick accent.
Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, it's okay. I know that. It's because the hundreds of self-help books that I have read were in English. So I have learned English and how to be happy at the same time. Because a lot of those books were suggested by Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
So I also took the Oprah Winfrey Show to learn English. It helped me a lot.
That's a great way to learn.
Yeah, and learning about life and learning a language at the same time.
Right.
So that's why I wrote it in English, because all my notes were in English.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easier for me to start from there, and I hire someone to correct my English because it's not perfect till now.
But you do very well. You do very well. Another thing that I noticed, and that is that all of the chapters were named after an animal.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
The reason for that is simply to add a little humor, just for the lightness of the book. It's not scientific at all. I'm not a biologist.
Mm-hmm.
I just find animals that are funny, and I wanted to include them in my book.
Oh, well, that's nice. It would be kind of nice to have a little bit of a sample of what your book is about. Would you like to read us a chapter or a little bit from the book?
Yes, I can read a part of. I have chosen day three. The title is "Complaining as a Seagull." We all know that the seagulls are complaining all day long. it's a good thing that we don't do the same. So it starts like this. When we complain, we lose energy instead of healing and strengthening ourselves. It is helpful to discuss a problem with good friends because their insights can help us see more clearly what can help us take better action to resolve our problems. It is not helpful, however, to waste precious time draining everyone we encounter with our eternal complaints. When someone complains about an aspect of his or her life, we feel compassionate when we see that the person is trying to improve or do something about it. But when he or she is doing nothing but complain, we become fed up at hearing the same song over and over again. I will talk about pity. Bonding with past painful events. We have to be careful not to bond with our past painful events by replaying them for attention or pity. We can heal instead of bending everyone's ear. Pity can give us the illusion of gaining power, but it is not that at all. It may attract temporary attention, but it will keep the wound open and prevent it from healing. Worrying justifies self-pity. We can spend our entire lives worrying, and it will not make anything any better. Worrying is being stuck in the present about the things that might or might not happen in the future. Worrying allows us to stay inactive and gives us the impression that we are doing something for the cause. It is easier but less rewarding than thinking about solution and taking action. Worrying justifies self-pity, and for some, being pitied is a great thing, preferable even to freedom.
Well, thank you very much. I think that I know that I enjoyed reading the book, and I think that after hearing that, it kind of whets the appetite for other people to want to read the book as well. I think it would be nice now to break for a song, and I think you've chosen a nice song by Guru. Why did you choose this song?
I chose the title is The First Day of My Life, because when you read my book, you start all over again a new life. So that's why I think it's related.
Okay, well, let's just listen to the song now.
So I've found a reason to stay alive, to try a little harder, see the other side. I'm talking to myself, too many sleepless nights, I'm trying to find a reason to this stupid life. Don't want your sympathy. Sometimes I don't know who to be. Hey, what you looking for? No one knows the answer. They just want more. Hey, who's gonna make it right?
choice, Maurice. That's a beautiful song. How about the sales of the book? How is that going?
Very, very good. Now we have 11,800 copies that have been already sold or distributed.
Wow.
And it is translated in French for sure. And the title is Profiter de la vie.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bestseller in Quebec because when you sell 3,000 copies, it's a bestseller. So
wow.
We have sold more than that. And also I have received royalties from Switzerland and Belgium.
Wow, that must be very exciting for you.
It starts to become international.
That's great. So if you want to have a happy outlook on life, I would suggest that you read this book because this book can help you sort out your inner self. If you're interested in experiencing creativity, freedom, purposefulness, and happiness, you have to read this book. So thank you very much, Maurice, for being here today with us and to explain a little bit about your book.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Where can we find the book?
The book is available in every library in Sherbrooke and in Lennoxville too. Black Cat Books, Archambault, Renoublet, Bibliothèque Jersey, and so on.
Well, thank you once again, Maurice.
Thank you.
So to end now, we're going to listen to a song, and you've chosen Feeling Good by Michael Bublé. And by the way, Maurice, I wish you much success. Remember, the book is Enjoying Life by Maurice Poudrier.
Thank you very much, and don't forget to enjoy life.
Thank you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn. Good. so good.